love FPL and love betting, but aren't necessarily as successful as you'd like to be at either, then this podcast is just for you. We'll be sharing practical tips for you and how you can use your football knowledge to take down those pesky bookmakers. Welcome to Get Your Tips Out. So we're back. Although there's a different voice that you're going to hear now. Richard Louis Chadwick can't be with us today. So we've got a very, very special guest, which may actually turn into a long-term replacement, let's be honest. Scott Needham. Scott, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I think Chad's in a haze of Superbark after a month in Portugal. So I'm standing in, although the reliability you just mentioned he's been offering you is pretty poor, so it might be a permanent fixture.
It's funny you say a month of Superbark, because I think the reason that we've not recorded a podcast for so long is a longer term problem of, you know, just being inebriated for an extended period of time. And it might be verging on the body is needing it. He's reliant on the Superbok. And, you know, in which case we'll have him on when we can. And if we can't get him on, then unfortunately Superbok has him now. And, you know, that's life.
Yes. I won't comment on that.
Because you know it's true. Anyway, we'll move on. Slightly different format today. We'll get back into the swing of things. I thought a good start to the podcast today, Scott, would be to do a bit of a recap on last season. So we're obviously a couple of weeks into the season, as it is. We'll get into the fixtures this week. We'll get into what your predictions are. We'll get into the players and stuff that you're looking out for. But I thought if we look back on last season, let's see how much you can remember. Now, it would be fantastic to do this with Chad because he won't be able to remember a thing. So at least we might get a little bit of sense out of you. So you're a big City fan, aren't you, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see, won't we?
Well, no, really simple one, really, I think. For most people, but you are a City fan. Top scorer in the Premier League last year was Haaland, obviously. How many goals did he score?
There you go. 34.
It was close. It was 36.
Right.
He was right on course for the one a game, wasn't he, right up until towards the end of the season. So it's not a great start, but it was close. Okay, we'll stay on this goal scorers theme. Of the top 10 scorers in the Premier League last season, how many of them were English? And I can make it a little bit more simple for you and make it multiple choice if you like.
Yeah.
So the choices are 2, 3, 4, or 5.
Right. Kane, Watkins, Tony. 3. I'm going to go 3.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, it's wrong, so no. Yeah. fucking hell, I'm having a blank here. English strikers. Saka, 4.
It was actually 5.
Oh, no.
I can't believe you missed out Rashford.
Rashford, oh, God.
And you know what?
You know what? I got all the big club players, but I missed out on the small team.
And you know what? I didn't write down the 5. I thought I had them in my head. Wasn't Callum Wilson one of the top 5? I'd have to go back and look through it. I can obviously edit that out if it was wrong. But oh. the answer was 5. Okay.
Can those ones are good though. Watkins, Kane, Tony, Rashford.
Tony was the one I wouldn't have got, so I would have got it wrong, to be fair.
What, oh, I said Saka, didn't I?
Yeah.
That might have been wrong. Maybe he wasn't in the top 10.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what, we'll move on to stat. Which of the clubs in the Premier League had the most shots over the course of the season? Again, I can make it multiple choice for you if you wish.
Which one club had the most shots?
Yeah.
Man City.
Well, they would have been one of the multiple choices. It was actually Brighton.
Yes.
Had the most shots last season.
I'm making it interesting so people can actually try and win throughout the rest of the season if I set the bar low.
Yeah. Obviously, once we get Bauer on, we're going to be trying to get him into minuses, aren't we? So even 0 would be an improvement on that. Next, question 4. There was 2 teams that conceded the fewest number of goals over the course of the season? Can you name both?
Man City had the best defence last season. Yeah. So they drew.
Yep.
Brentford.
Newcastle.
Oh shit, I should have got that. Trippier.
I was gonna if you
premium FPL hold.
That was the one for the season, wasn't it? And let's see, we'll do one more. Let's see, it's not going so well at the moment. How many different managers last season did Chelsea have?
Three.
Your final answer?
It can't be four. Yeah, three. Don't try and take me off it if it's right.
It was four.
Right, class.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's a
crowd goes wild.
Zero. So, you know, I was going to say start as you mean to go on, but you know, the only way is up. So, as I think right. At that point, we'll bring the music in.
Right. Well, like my FPL in real life, this podcast is going in a similar fashion, appallingly.
You're not doing too bad this season, are you, actually? Just looking at the league.
I'm just looking now. I'm fifth. I had a torrid start, but last couple of weeks went okay.
I mean, let's be fair, it's really, really close. What is there? There's only 30 points between the top 12.
It should be that after 3 weeks, really.
Yeah.
I had a good captaincy. I did Saka when Haaland hauled. Then I did Haaland and he didn't do anything. I've done Odegaard this week. And I only did it because he was on pens and then they had a pen and Saka took it. So that was a right fuck up.
Well, do you know what? I was the opposite. So I chose Saka because I thought the pens is that was the differential. And then when Odegaard took the pen, I thought I need to try and swap him back. But I didn't swap him back. And then obviously he took the pen. So God knows what's going to happen. That doesn't make any sense, does it? But okay, so we'll move into this week's fixtures, and I know you've got a couple of fancies this week, and you've got a bit of a bet for us, which is always nice. There's an early start to the week this week for the FPL players, and it's Friday night. It's a Friday night game, 8 o'clock on Sky Sports. Luton at home to West Ham. What are your thoughts for the game? Have you got any predictions for the game? Is there any players in this game that you're looking to get into your team?
I won't be getting any players into this team. I've actually already made one. I've got two transfers. I'm probably just going to use one, which I've already done. It was it was rubbish. I took Onana out of goal and got the Tottenham keeper in because United looked woeful at the back, and I don't know why I did the Tottenham keeper. I think it fit in with my other guy. Anyway, it was a crap decision, but he's gone and it's done. West Ham, though, scored a load of goals. Bowen's the obvious one, isn't he? I'm not too sure what their fixes are like moving forward. But yeah, they look like they're good for goals. And I've got West Ham in my Scotty treble. We actually tried to think of a name for it, and that's how creative we were. And that's going to be followed by a couple of other Saturday. A Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday fixture. So, do you want me to reveal them now, or should we just do that as we go?
So, we'll keep the crowd waiting. As we said in the green room before we started today, the good thing about getting involved in the Luton West Ham game from a betting perspective is if you're putting him in a double or a treble and it goes wrong, you can go again, can't you, on the Saturday? So, what would be your prediction for the game?
I'm going to go 3-1 West Ham. And that big lump up front will score for Luton.
Yeah. They've got a few of them across the whole team, to be fair. You'd hate to play against them.
Yeah, I mean, they're a handful.
Yeah.
What crap.
Yeah. The West Ham thing, it's one of them. They're looking quite good at the moment, but once the European football and stuff kicks in, you can imagine it'll get a little bit more tougher, and they've not got a massively deep squad, have they? So,
yeah, they do. They go for that as well, don't they? Especially when they've won it.
Yeah.
Not that it means anything.
No. If you're going to get them in now.
Did they go into Europa? Sorry, mate.
Yeah, the Europa League, yeah. Has anything gone? Has anything happened with Paquetá? Or Paqueta, if you...
No, I'm not sure. We've signed that Doku. I know he's a forward guy, isn't he?
Mm.
And then, what? Have we signed a... We signed a fullback.
I've not been with it, to be fair. I'm just having a quick look now. I remember seeing something the other day because I was surprised when I saw that City were in for it.
Oh, no. We've gone for that Matias Nunes from Wolves. Is that, I think he's instead of Paqueta, isn't he?
Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, the reason that I saw it, well, it's probably why it was, that I saw it was he's under investigation, isn't he, for match fixing?
Yes.
It's not the fixing, it's yellow cards.
The investigation is a formality by the sounds of it. Him and another lad in Spain both chopped somebody to get yellows, and like seven accounts all had the same bet.
Yeah.
And it was the first bet they had.
I mean, I'm all for it. I'm going to be honest. Bet responsibly.
We need to get in that WhatsApp group.
Yeah, you can't bet any more responsibly than knowing factually that you're going to win. So... I'm all for it. Sounds like a great lad. Let's get him on. Okay, I'm going to go... Because West Ham are looking... No, I'm probably going to go... I'm going to go 1-2. I think it could be quite close. West Ham, I can see West Ham obviously scoring goals. But yeah, get Luton at home. The fortress of about 400 people that come to watch. Can see him getting a few goals there over the course of the season.
400 people crawl through the ground floor of a terraced house to enter.
Yeah. And they have to go out and do a delivery for the burger shop at the back to get out of there. Okay, we'll move on to Saturday. There's an early fixture. This is a proper turgid fixture. Sheffield United at home to Everton. How do you see this one going?
Well, if your treble messes up on the Friday night, you then have another chance to mess it up on a Saturday lunchtime and then have another go at 3 o'clock. It's just a crap fixture, that, isn't it? What? Bloody hell. I'm going to go 1-0 Sheffield United. That Everton, I actually watched the end of the game last night in the Carabao Cup. They were 1-0 down to Doncaster. And... they got two new strikers, haven't they? Dan Juma. Is it Beto? Deto or something?
I mean, I
anyway, some big, big lump up front, anyway. He was decent. He come on, he scored. But they are just, they're just crap, Everton, aren't they? So I'm going to go 1-0 Sheffield United.
Like it. Yeah, I watched the whole of that game yesterday. Just, I wasn't really watching it. It was just sort of on in the background. And Doncaster were definitely the better team for the first 50-odd minutes. Like for the first half, they deserved to be in front. Everton just looked like they could have been two or three behind. Like, Beto come on, and I thought, this would be interesting. And he's gangly, and he just doesn't quite look like he even knows what he's going to be doing, but he's so strangely effective. He took his goal really well as well.
Yeah, he spewed a chance before that, like corner flag tackle.
Yeah, there was one. He sat up perfect on his left peg. And yeah, I think it went out for a throw-in. And it must be one of them where the Everton fans, because I heard an Everton fan on Talksport over the weekend, and he was just saying they had a shot from like 40 yards and all the crowd were cheering just because at least we've had a shot, because they've got no creativity in the whole team. So they'd be like, oh, it's lined up. This is it. Oh, no. It's just even worse than it actually was. But I think that Dan Juma is decent as well. So they might hopefully start kicking into gear and getting a few goals. But... yeah, it's not a fixture I'd be wanting to watch, this Sheffield United Everton. So I'm going to go 1-1. Okay, so into the 3 o'clock fixtures. By the way, is there anybody in either of those teams looking to get into your team? I'm guessing they're not part of your thinking going forward.
Is that bad, Baldock? I've got him. I actually might have to play him this weekend, you know.
So that old touch last weekend, Baldock was marking Grealish. You could have 9-4, Baldock You can have 9-4 Bordeaux yellow card, and I think it was 6-4 two fouls or more. And it's just you just even when you're not trying to foul Grealish, you end up fouling him.
Yeah, right. So I've got an Arsenal defender, like most of us have. Akanji's injured, and my next defender is Baldock against Everton. I'm tempted to bang him in for Saliba, presuming United are going to score, which I'd like to think they are, because I've got two of their players in attack.
Bit of a
But that's really throwing my eggs in one basket. Well, two baskets. United scoring and Everton not.
See, I've got
I'm going for gamble.
Yeah, I've got Ashley Young of Everton. Mainly because I thought he'd be on the set pieces, and he sort of is. And then when he came on at half time last night, he was playing wide left. He wasn't playing as a fullback.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting, as I thought like a really, really cheap defender that he'd get some minutes over the course of the season. Obviously, he's not done much so far because Everton haven't done anything, but if they have some more creativity, he could be the one that's actually setting up, especially the new striker, 6'4". He looks quite good in the air. So he might get some minutes for me at some point over the season. Okay.
Yeah, and you'll be on your own there.
That's it. Differential. So we'll move into the 3 o'clock fixtures. There's four of them, and we'll start going off better order. Start off, we've got Brentford at home to Bournemouth, two of the surprise packages from last season.
My treble was a quad with this Brentford game as a Brentford win, but I've taken it out because I'm not too sure. But I'm going to go 2-1 Brentford.
Okay, how long is it before Tony's back? Was it 8 games he got?
No, I thought it was longer than that.
Was it longer?
Has he served some of it already?
I remember. I put Mbeumo in the start of the season because I thought he's obviously going to be playing. Nearly put that Wisser in, but you just don't know how good Brentford were going to be. I think that Mbeumo, did he hit the post something like 8-9 times last season as well?
Yeah. If you had him last start of last season, you were unlucky. And I did, and I'm not this season. So that just shows the quality I am providing to my FPL team.
If you didn't
do an exact that move at with the worst outcome either way.
Okay, so 2-1 Brentford.
Are we tallying up these scores? Is it like you versus?
Yeah. No, I've got them as well. So I've gone 2-1 there as well, Brentford. I think Bournemouth, at least they tried to score goals, and generally they have been scoring goals, so you could see there could be a couple of goals in there. Next one, we've got Burnley at home to Spurs. Spurs are a good start to the season until the Carabao Cup failure yesterday. On Tuesday, how do you see this one going?
Yeah, so they've looked great. Maddison's looked incredible, in fact. In my head, I'm saying 3-1, but I've brought the Tottenham keeper in, so I'm going to say 3-0. Burnley have conceded 3 in the last 2 games as well. Also at home, they've got 3 home games in a row because that Luton fixture got cancelled. But yeah, going back to Maddison, I think he's the big transfer in this week, isn't he? It's either him or Sterling that people are going for. Look, top quality against United. Top quality at the weekend. Did he play at the weekend?
Spurs.
Bournemouth. They were good. Really good. He looked class. Possession round the box. Definitely one I'm looking at getting in, actually.
Yeah, he's on the corners. He's on the free kicks as well. It's an interesting one because at the start of the season, when Kane's there, Maddison's gone, and you're thinking, got to get Maddison in. I know there was some chat in our WhatsApp group and people were like, well, I've got to take Maddison out now because Kane's gone. But yeah.
When it's the opposite, really, it's all his points have got to go somewhere.
Yeah. When he's playing, Maddy, he's a Rolls Royce of a player. He's so good on the ball. Both feet as well. I think Spurs will win the game as well, and I've gone 2-0. Next fixture. Sorry, go on.
Sorry, just touching back on this fixture and the Maddison thing, and this is my mentality at FPL. I like to captain not Haaland and stuff, and it obviously kills me all the time. I'm thinking here at Tottenham, everyone's banging Maddison in. I was thinking of getting Son in, like, Son, he is a fucking baller. He is the guy that used to get all the points, but no one's getting him in.
Yeah. So
he's obviously more money, but I could swap Rashford out for him.
It's an interesting angle.
Probably going to get similar points, but if he bangs Son, you're going to go miles ahead of people because everyone's gone the other way.
The one thing with Maddison to bear in mind, and I don't know if it's a physical thing that he's just got, he very rarely would play a full 90 minutes at Leicester. And like last weekend, he came off on 70 minutes or 71 minutes, something like that. So Son will run all day. And, you know, he should be their main man really now. So you'd think he would get
70
minutes. Yeah, and if Madison's the creative one making stuff happen, you'd have thought he could be the one that would take advantage. So that might not have to be a bad shout.
Well, I can't see Richarlison. He's not going to persist with him much longer. He's a bit of a donkey up front, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right, next one then.
Next one, we've got Chelsea at home to Forest. And obviously you mentioned there Sterling and Maddison. Those that knew what they were doing bought Sterling in this week, mate. So, you know.
Very well done. That is the kind of move that deserves the points. I have to agree.
Yeah, a couple of transfers for me. I had a couple of frees, so I took Luke Shaw out. Obviously, he was injured. Brought in Ben Chilwell with the clean sheet. And I took out Eze and brought in Sterling. And obviously, I think he was a top-scoring player of the week, I think. Something like, I think he got 19 points. So it doesn't happen like that every week, but I'm absolutely delighted when it does.
Especially
game of the weekend.
Yeah, class. Very well done on that. I like to see stuff like that.
So the question is, Chelsea at home to Forest, are Forest going to look absolutely like they're going to score every time they go forward like they did against United for the first 20 minutes last week? Or is that just because they were playing United? What do you think?
Who's Chelsea got playing defensive midfield now? Is it that Enzo? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
I've not really seen him. That position's so vital, isn't it? And United are just flicking around with who's doing that job, which is why they're giving up so many chances. I think Chelsea look quite solid, don't they?
Yeah, well, obviously they've got Caicedo now as well, haven't they, once he's bedded in properly?
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy to give, hasn't he?
Yeah,
I reckon Chelsea can get a clean sheet this week.
Yeah, is this sort of like Kante replacement, isn't it? Is in that sort of mould for them, I think.
They've got Chilwell now, though. I had him at the start. I think most people have got him now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2-0.
2-0. Okay, I'm going to go 3-1. There. I can see Forest caused them some problems. I think, I don't know, it's the sort of team Chelsea are. They're still not. So obviously, they've got loads of players, and you don't know what the first team's going to be still fully. And I think, you know, you could see them catching one on the break or something at Forest. So I've gone 3-1. Okay, the final one of the 3 p.m. fixtures we've got on Saturday, we've got City at home to Fulham. So I'll let you take the lead on this, being a big blue.
It screams of an absolute mauling, this. I'm going to go 5-0. It'll end up being 1-1. But I'm going to go 5-0. Fulham, I think their captain, he got a red the other day, didn't he? He's not playing centre-half. I listened to a podcast on the way home knowing I was going to do this. And I know Haaland's not got a load of points, but apparently he's had shitloads of chances. And Fulham have given away the most chances in the Prem so far. So those two combinations should result in a big Haaland and City performance. So, yeah, I'll stick with 5-0 and hope for the best.
I like it. I think they've. I mean, obviously, Fulham. They start. They beat Everton, and then they obviously drew with Arsenal, even with 10 men, and then they knocked Spurs out of the Carabao Cup. So it's not all doom and gloom for them. I don't think it'd be fat. The thing with City, that's the thing from a betting perspective. You look at the game and you look at the odds, and if you're looking at the goals markets, the over two. I've not even looked. The over 2.5 market will be ridiculously short. The over 3.5 market will be odds on, but. I don't know. They're not just gung ho. Like even when they're 2-3 up, they're not trying to bomb forward and keep scoring. It's the same keeping the ball. A team like Fulham, if they were 2 or 3 down, are they going to be bombing forward trying to get back in, or are they thinking we're just going to try not to concede anymore? So I'm going to go 3-0 City. I think it will be massively one sided, but I would be surprised if they shipped a load of goals.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there. If they can hold out Fulham for a while, it does become a bit of a slog for City, big possession. If they get an early goal, they can blow teams away. So I guess I'm looking for that.
Yeah. Well, I suppose if you look at last week, I know they were away, but look at the Sheffield United game. That's what the game plan was, to make sure, like, stop City from scoring. And they stopped them for an hour. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. It'll be a City win, won't it? It is by how many? The one thing, if it stays close for longer, Haaland will probably stay on the pitch. If it's 3-0 at half time and he's already got two, he'll probably be looking to hook him at 55, 60 minutes. Okay, so I've gone 3-0. And then there's one more fixture on the Saturday, the 5:30 kickoff, Brighton at home to Newcastle. Again, two of the outstanding teams from last season. What were your thoughts on this one?
Tough, eh? Really tough. I'm going to go 1-0.
Any particular thinking behind that?
Did Brighton, did he get beat 3-0 this weekend?
3-1 by West Ham.
3-1. They create so much, Brighton, don't they? But Newcastle, like we said earlier, a great defensive team. I'm going to go 1-0. I don't know why, it's just in my head. I'm going. There's no sense behind it.
I'm guessing you've got a couple of players that will be featuring here as well.
Everyone's got a stupid hand. And I've got Mitoma, which I benched in 1 week. Anyway, he had about fucking 14 points. So that, again, as you can tell, I do like to dwell on my poor decisions in fantasy. That was about 3 weeks ago when it's still kicking me in the nads. But yeah, so we've got two there. I think most people have two Brighton, don't they? I think March is the top scorer in the game, I think. But not many people have him.
Right. What, this season?
Yeah, he's...
Oh, sorry, this... Oh, in the last... Right, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so I think he's... He got, like, a goal and assist off the bench, I think. Got a load of points and scored in another one. Maybe assisted in the other one. He's got like 28 points or something daft.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I think you had him towards the end of last season, didn't you, as well? When everyone had McAllister.
I was that far behind. That was gambling. just trying to find a way back into it. I think it was close in the end, but not in the money. In fact, we'll have to touch on congratulating the winners from last season. We'll do that after we finish the fixtures.
Yeah, cool. We'll do that. I'm going to go 2-2 here. Don't think Newcastle look as good as they did last season defensively. I think Brighton look really, really good going forward. So, but again, they're shaky at the back because they are so attacking. So I've gone 2-2. So we're on the same page with the draw. So we'll go into the Sunday fixtures, the three fixtures on Sunday. Starting off at 2 p.m, which is the game on Sky, Crystal Palace at home to Wolves.
I'm going to go 1-0 Palace. I think Wolves had a... Did they do all right last weekend? Unexpectedly. I'm going to quickly have a check now.
They beat Everton, didn't they? Which doesn't take much doing.
Yeah, they beat Everton. And they won 5-0 last night, Tuesday night against Blackpool. Oh, they got pumped by Brighton. Oh, and they played United, didn't they? They got beat after playing really well.
Yeah, they did play well.
But yeah, they don't score a lot of goals, do they? Palace quite good at the back. 1-0 to Roy Hodgson's men.
Roy Hodgson, man of the match, triple captain.
He looks bad. He looks so old now. I wonder what the players think of him. They're playing pretty well, so they must love him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they couldn't have brought him back in unless the players did actually like him, so.
Yeah, I think they wheeled him in now.
No comment. So what? I didn't actually write down a score for this, but again, you couldn't see there being goals or too many goals. But I suppose if we said that, Wolves look really good against United. They look like they could have scored a few, but that might just be the United factor. The lad, who's the lad in, who's the lad in midfield that they've got?
Neto. Neto, he played class. And they had a left guy on the left. He was rapid. He missed a chance late on, didn't he?
Is it Cunha?
Yeah,
Mateus
Kuna.
Cunha. Yeah, he looked really good. I know
Yeah, class.
he looked quite
Rapid.
good when he brought him in last season, but he I thought, do you know what, I'm gonna go 1-1. It'd be quite a tight affair. Quite obviously, I like Eze. He's a sort of player that he takes the free kicks. He's a really good free. He looked really good on the ball and stuff.
He's a bowler, and
He
he's
could
top.
ball at some point. Obviously, Elise is a good player. They've got some good players, and they are solid at the back. But that's how they're set up. I'd hate to watch the game, but I've gone 1-1. Okay, so. The last fixture on Sunday, we've got Arsenal at home to United. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking goals. I'm going to go 2-2. I've not put any thought into it, but I'm going to say goals because I have got 3 Arsenal and 2 United, and I need them.
So is that more in hope than expectation?
Yeah, I think a lot of my predictions have been tied into what players I have in my fantasy.
So you're trying to manifest these things happening so that
Yeah,
the points haul comes for you.
Exactly. One of my new paddle bros has taught me about positive mindset.
Oh, do you want to name check this person?
Okay, mate, I've been getting it all week about this paddle stuff, so I'm going to leave it for now. But maybe we could delve into it on another episode because it'll be quite amusing.
Yeah, it's been getting served up to you all day, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's actually the new best serve I've ever had.
One of my things I say to people, never let your heart rule your head. Obviously, I'm a United fan. I've gone 2-1 Arsenal. Can't see the way we're playing. I can't see us beating Arsenal. So 2-1. We missed out the Liverpool fixture. More because any Liverpool fans listening will be like, you've missed out our fixture. So that's sort of the reason for doing that. But we've missed out Liverpool v Villa, which will actually be a really good game at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So what did you have predicting for this?
I don't know what you meant now, because I don't know any really moany, moany, moany Liverpool fans.
No, that's yes. In fact, yeah, I've obviously done them a disservice there. It's the norm. I think you sort of, yeah.
Couldn't think of any at
No.
all that are bald.
I don't
Right,
think it's
Liverpool
bad.
Villa are looking good, aren't they?
Yeah, very good.
Oh, they're currently 3-0 up in the Conference League, actually, against Hibernian.
There we go.
Leon Bailey and Matty Cash again. I think Bauer had Matty Cash in his team for a 17-point haul, and Mr. Cowgill was fortunate enough to have him on the bench, which probably took a few hours sleep off him this weekend, knowing how Ben takes these sort of things.
I wonder why he didn't want to come feature on the podcast. Now it makes sense.
I think he said he was picking Jacob up from boxing, so he's got his work cut out. He's doing the errands.
Well,
And probably listening to FPL podcasts other than ours.
Yeah, I mean, once you're married, you've just got to do as you're told, haven't you? So good to see he's doing that.
That's one man who I don't think will ever do what he's told, and fair play to him. But yeah, going back, Villa, Liverpool, Van Dijk's. He's banned, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I can't remember. I think someone else is out in their defence anyway. So both teams to score. I think Liverpool score more than Villa at home. So I'm going to go 3-1.
Okay. 3-1 Liverpool.
Yeah. Going through.
Interesting. I'd be interested in Villa here, just looking at how Liverpool have been playing. I mean, did you watch the Liverpool Newcastle game last week?
I did. So that's Darwin Nunez. Two breakaway goals, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of snatched it, but
yeah, just
yeah. What was your thoughts on that game?
I mean, just the shag nuns, aren't they? Really, to get out with a win. It wasn't like they were bombing forward and they were looking like scoring any minute. They've got two breakaway goals. You'd be absolutely fuming if you were Eddie Howe. But I could see Villa. I could definitely see goals. When we mentioned this fixture before, that was the one thing that I thought. I'm going to go 2-2. Just because what Liverpool are like. I can definitely see Villa scoring, but one thing Liverpool have got is firepower, aren't they, from wherever it comes from. So yeah, I've gone 2-2.
It's a great guess, that. I'm just looking at Villa. He's done his ACL, Mings, hasn't he? They've got a lad called Diego Carlos, who I don't know. He's 30 years old. I don't know where he's come from. But they've got Ponce and Pau Torres. That Pau Torres, he was a pretty good player, wasn't he? Where has he come from? Atletico or something?
Pau Torres. Was it Villa?
And then, yeah, they've got that Diaby who looks decent and Matty Cash bombing it down the right. So that's against Robertson, that, isn't it? That'll be good to watch. It'll be a good game to watch, that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, goals, that's one. I mean, and obviously in Sky's wisdom, that's the one out of the three games on Sunday that's not actually on Sky. So
fantastic.
It will be piling into the pubs on the pirate television. Okay, in terms of a bet then, across the 10 fixtures, what are your strongest selections, or are your selections coming in from the Premier League?
So this is what I've gone for. I've gone for West Ham win away at Luton, Tottenham win away at Burnley, and a Liverpool winner at home to Villa, and that's coming up just short of 4-1.
So West Ham, Spurs and Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a red card in there somewhere that'll fuck it up. But that's what I've come up with in my limited time, because I don't know if you mentioned, we literally decided to do this about 2 hours ago. And that is the Scotty Treble.
We just thought we'd get back on the horse, didn't we? We thought, let's get it back. Let's get back into the habit of getting it done, giving the crowd what they want. And here we are.
Exactly. Just get one out there. Get the ideas going in the group. Get a few guests lined up. And then the content will start.
That's that. Yep, that's it. I'm just looking, because I didn't actually put together. Like, I'd never have a bet at this point for the weekend. I'd be looking at what the... I'd be looking at the teams before I was doing anything. But the ones I would definitely be looking at, I'd be looking at the goals in Liverpool-Villa game. And I'd be looking at... what else I'd be looking at? The Brentford-Bournemouth one. They'd be the two that I'd have my eye on. The biggest thing from a betting perspective that I've been looking at, that I shared at the start of the season, was this new rule that they've brought in about making sure the ball's in play for longer. And just like the trivial ones where, you know, the ball goes out of play and then the player picks it up, walks back 2 yards with it in his hand, and then the ref just books him because he's trying to delay the game. And there was some good opportunities at the start of the season to get on at odds against on three or more yellow cards in a game. Now, most of the games, they've adjusted the markets now to reflect that, and it's usually, the spread is normally about five yellow cards. But the patterns will be forming with particular referees that are more on the ball with that type of stuff. And what I've noticed is the games where it's close, obviously, it's obviously makes complete sense, but unless you're betting on it, you're not paying any attention. The games where it's close, where they're going to be 0-0, 1-0, where there's a team that should be winning the game, there's a team that's going to be holding on. The team that's holding on for something, they are naturally going to be time-wasting, and they're just yellow card, yellow card, yellow card. But the yellow cards that teams are going to be taking. So even in play, where you might look at games with at 70 minutes and the 0-0, and you're thinking, right, oh, where's the 0.5 goal market? Where's the 1.5 goal market? Thinking to get involved. There's definitely opportunities on the cards market there at that point as well to look at, you know, I don't know, looking at this weekend's fixtures. Say City against Fulham is 0-0 going into 70 minutes. Don't matter how many cards there's been already, but Fulham are looking to see that game out and they will pick up those daft yellow cards. So that's the market that I'm looking at during the games at the moment to try to get in on and trying to make sure I'm there when they're getting on literally at the right time just before the bookings come. And obviously, as well as those daft bookings, you've got the bad fouls and all the normal bookings that you get as well, but it's just sort of the icing on the cake. So that's the one thing that I don't think the algorithms during the games have adjusted to, because there seems to be discrepancies and stuff between different bookmakers. So, that's my thoughts on the football betting at the moment.
I really like it, Dave. I like it a lot. Not that I'm easily persuaded, like Dave Reynolds, but I do like that a lot. It's obviously been put in there to change player behaviour. But like you say, it'll get to the point where they will just take the yellows to waste the time.
Yep, that's it. And, you know, the behaviours thing is obviously an interesting one. Like, if that's something you've been doing for the last 20 years or the last 10 years of your career, you're not just easily going, oh, I'm not doing that now. You just suddenly do it. And it's not even Rashford goes, he turned around and just leathered the ball at the ball boy. Like, you'd get a yellow card for that last season. So some of the petulant ones, it's just, you can't stop yourself from doing it. So, yeah, they're the ones that I'm looking at when I'm watching the game and trying to get involved in. And obviously, if you're looking at the goals market and the cards market, you can have little doubles and stuff. And you might get to the point where you get to 80 minutes and think, there's going to be a goal in this. You're all over Fulham. And the cards market might be over, there might have been three cards and it might be over 3.5 cards and then over just one goal. And you might get even money, the pair of them. You'd be looking at like 3-1 for the double. So there's little things like that. And you get the other ones as well, don't you? If you do that and you get the player that scores the winner and then he runs off, takes his shirt off and you get the yellow card and you get the double from the same player at the same time. That is absolutely glorious. So, I look forward to a few of them over the course of the year. Is there anything else you want to share with the FPL community about anything that something that you're looking at with your team going forward? Any hints or tips you'd like to give the listening millions?
Well, I think I touched on it a little bit. I like to do random stuff. I take more pleasure in the wins of doing something random, like a random captaincy, like Captain Chilwell this weekend, and he gets a clean sheet and an assist and 15 points or whatever. So I think after our conversation earlier, I'm probably going to go with Son against the grain of Madison. I mean, Madison will probably just set Son up and it'll be just a waste of the extra 2 million or whatever it is. But I'll still take it as a win. But yeah, I've not really thought that much into it. I think there's a international break after this game. Is that right?
I believe so, but I don't think there's a game in there for a couple of weeks, is there?
Yeah, so I don't know whether maybe I should just save that transfer because all the players are going to be playing a couple of games and I might need it for an injury.
Yeah, definitely worth looking at. Let's just have a quick look. So, yeah, the next game's a Saturday the 16th. There is a gap.
You'll obviously get the new transfer anyway. So, yeah, maybe I will make it because you get a new transfer after the game week, don't you? Hmm. To cover any injuries.
Well, like you said, it's worth celebrating the little wins. So, like last week where you took out Estupiñán and he only scored 1 point and you brought in Matoma who scored 1 point. So, you stayed exactly the same. Nothing actually changed. But, yeah, little win for you to not lose any points.
You just find a way of making yourself feel like Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, balding. And always thirsty.
Balding and mental.
Okay. As you might have noticed, Richard Chadwick isn't with us right now, but we have asked him to send in, you know, the world. It used to be the UK's, but I think it was definitely across Europe, the best feature that you could hear anywhere, and it was the Chaddy Treble. So at this point, we're going to switch to Ricky C, and he's going to share the Chaddy Treble.
Come on. Oh, Chaddy Treble. Oh, Chaddy Treble. Da-da-da-da-da-do.
Good morning, afternoon, everybody. The Chaddy Treble is back. Unfortunately, I couldn't be in attendance this week on the return of the podcast, but needless to say, the treble is always here. So, here we go. The first one is Sheffield United versus Everton under 2.5. I think it'll be a tight, tight game. 0-0, 1-0 either side, but can't see many goals. Although one to watch out for is that Beto who's just signed for Everton. Looks like a right handful, big lump of a fucker. So, that's that one. Straightforward victory for Chelsea. I think they'll put a couple past Forest with maybe no return. So, yeah, I think it'll be sort of a 2-0 Chelsea win. I like the look of Jackson. He looks also like another lively character up front. So it's a 2-0 Chelsea win. And the third one, I was a bit unsure about, but I think Burnley need to get going under Kompany. So I think they're going to score some goals. And I think Spurs will definitely get a goal. So, yeah, I think Burnley might nick it. But just for safety, I'm just going to go for both teams to score. So it's a Sheffield United Everton under 2.5, a Chelsea win, and Burnley Spurs both teams to score. And, there we go. The Chaddy Treble is back. I'm looking forward to returning to the podcast with David Kelly next week. And, have a great weekend. And keep drinking like Jimmy Clark. Ginger Jimmy Clark is on an absolute destruction path. Thank you. Good night.
Richard.
So good luck to Richard with that. Okay. We'll be back with you. In fact, should we do one next week with the international break? Give us time to go through a little bit of FPL for the past few weeks. Maybe do a little bit of a game over the course of the internationals, and then we'll get into the habit of having getting the weekly podcast back on.
Absolutely. I think we need to get into the habit, like you said. We'll just line one up with a bit of comedic value to it. We'll spend a bit of time prepping it and get it out there. Like we touched on before, can you remember the results of last season? I feel like we should give credit to those that finished in the points, and also take note of who finished last.
So obviously Mike Kilmartin was the victor over the end at the end of the season. I was second. Was who pinched third at the end? It wasn't SK, was it?
I think it was Stefan.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Stefan. I'd say the bottom feeder.
Yeah, I said it was brilliant last season because obviously we have the match bets over the course of the season. And I said to Kordecki, I said, should we have £100? And he was like, no, because he obviously last every single year that we've played it. So I was like, well, I'll put £200 up against your 100. And that was enough to pull his finger out and did his team every week. And I was only one place ahead of him.
And he still lost.
he still lost, yeah. But, you know, you got to celebrate the little wins.
Yeah. I nearly didn't lose.
Yeah.
Bottom. Can you remember who was bottom?
I can't actually. I was going to guess a name, but it might be wrong.
David Reynolds.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm just going through the list. It's got to be like a Reynolds or a Mickey Blue. Ben. Did Ben have a bad season?
Yeah. I mean, he says he has a bad season, but that's his season every year, so Whether it's good or bad, it's the same thing.
What I do think we need to do is, you see these funny forfeits for last position in fantasy leagues, like lads going to restaurants with blow up dolls and just that stuff like that. I think, I know we've had 3 weeks and there's some people with a few more points. I think we should, over the international break, come up with a decent forfeit for last, and it's got to go ahead because they've never gone ahead in the past. And it'll just give a bit of a relegation battle for those down there rather than fucking it off. They'll have to try and do something with the team. And of course, it'll be absolutely hilarious, whatever we come up with.
Well, I think I can put a little bit of a I think I can put a question on the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast now, below it, you should be able to see a question of what the forfeit should be. Any ideas that you've got of what the forfeit should be for whoever finishes bottom of our mini league, we will take them on board. We'll share them on the next podcast, and then we'll come up with a forfeit that everyone has to buy into.
It's a great subject for the next podcast.
Love it. Looking forward to it already. If there's nothing else, I'll look forward to the next podcast. Thanks for coming on today, bro.
Cheers, bro. And if you want a shout out on the next podcast, any captain this weekend other than Haaland will get a big round of applause from, what's it called, the podcast again?
Get Your Tips Out.
Get Your Tips Out, yes. You will be the first differential captain of the season, and you'll have a nice special hat for at least the international break.
So there you have it, Captain Son. You get 4 points and a round of applause, or Captain Harlan for 20 points. Completely up to you, but no round of applause.
Yeah, we'll call that Scotty's Little Wins. That can be the feature, and I'll pick out a different pick each week, which is the Scotty's little win, the little brave maneuver.
Love it. Okay. Like that. Scotty's.
Which, and they'll probably most weeks be very little as well, but brave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Right. Fantastic. We'll be here all night if we don't bring this to an end. So thanks for your time today, Scott. I will see you on the next episode, and good luck with your team this week, and also your any bets that you're having. And always remember to bet responsibly. Only bet what you can afford to lose. And when the fun stops.
When the fun stops, stop. We're like brothers, we finish each other's sentences.
Did we just become best friends?
Right.
Right.
I'm glad we got it done. Catch you next time.
Cheers, pal. See you soon.